USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible. Speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500 with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain as a result of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply for products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
People in the South and Midwest bracing for more severe thunderstorms today. The focus is on North Texas, Western Arkansas, and Northwestern Louisiana, as well as parts of Missouri and Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Attorney General William Barr is making sure stay-at-home restrictions don't go too far in some states. The USAG has told federal prosecutors to watch out for any rights that might be violated amid the coronavirus pandemic and the response to it. He argued yesterday that, quote, the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis, adding that they need to be vigilant to ensure this the Constitution's protections are preserved. But Barr did also say they don't want to unduly interfere with measures that are being taken by local officials to literally stop the spread of the illness. Swimmers are preparing for next year's Olympics, but they'll be dipping their toes in the water again this summer to do so, as USA Swimming has revealed it canceled all national meets, but will start regional competitions in August. They'll be smaller and they'll limit travel. It will lead up to national events that they say can resume in November as of now. The Tokyo Olympics were postponed a year due to the coronavirus outbreak. And a North Carolina family dog, a pug named Winston, is believed to be the first canine in the United States to have tested positive for the coronavirus. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.